War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War! Ah, good guy! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Here we go. Oh, ho, ho, ho! Oh, ho, ho. Oh, the Mets were dumpster diving. They're getting players that are not exciting. In fact, it's a little bit frightening that they're not even trying. Oh, ho, oh, ho, ho. While the Phillies had Wheeler, the Mets are just adding Waka, Waka, Waka. Oh, it's another edition of Allow Me to Be Frank. Wilpons aren't going anywhere. It was just, it's a scam. It's another Wilpon Ponzi scam. As the Mets continue to shop at the dollar store, while the Yankees gift their fans Garrett Cole for Christmas, the Mets just get a lump of coal from the Wilpons. How's it going?
Well, Frank, I don't know. I don't exactly share your skepticism here, but I don't know. I mean, that's a big contract for the Yankees, even the Yankees. I mean, I know they got their guy. They were going to get him all along. I think everybody knew that. But, you know, anytime the division rival, especially the Yankees, gets someone, you know, we're just naturally going to be pissed off. But the fact that we have to wait for this whole Cohen thing to happen and it just can't happen is just, it's just brutal. It's like, Will Pons, what are you doing? Just get the hell out of town. Let us get down to business.
I mean, they're talking that they could still sign Porcello. They could trade for Marte, but they need to shed payroll. What it's the fuck is this? Are we the fucking Kansas City Royals?
I mean, the fact that Jed Lowry is still somewhat relevant right now because we have to trade his ass in order to get money.
He is a disaster. He has been nothing short of a disaster. And they're saying that he may not even be, he's already under the injury. He's already on the table list for next year.
But what do you really think about the Cole deal? Like, take away the whole it's the Yankees thing, right? That's a monster contract. That's $36 million.
All I know is this. I'm glad the Mets locked up Jacob DeGrom last year. Otherwise, he would probably be traded right now.
You know, it's fair to say that DeGrom's contract is arguably the best contract in Major League Baseball.
And it's no doubt that if Cohen's money doesn't go through, that we'll be saying goodbye to Stroman. We'll be saying goodbye to Syndergaard and probably... no one will be staying with the Mets. So it will be like we'll be just like one of those small market teams. We'll be talking to the Miami Marlins every year, fighting out for them for last place, losing 90 to 100 games.
I mean, I definitely think the Cohen thing's gonna happen. I'm not really worried about that at all.
If it doesn't, console the decade.
Right. Yeah. No. 100% agree with you. If it doesn't happen, then everything we've been talking about, well, not you so much. I mean, you'll be able to keep your head high, but, you know, KFCs of the world, Clems of the world, myself, Pat, our co-host, who's supposed to be in Bermuda right now, apparently, but I guess, you know, I just saw him tweeting a storm, so his girlfriend's probably pissed. But, I mean, we would just have egg on our face because we've pretty much acted like this guy's just going to buy everyone as soon as he's in town.
Until the ink is dry, until the Wilpons are moving out the building, until they're gone, until I actually see money being spent, I'm not going to celebrate.
So basically, you're pretty much throwing out this offseason because, I mean, the Marte thing, but even if we get these guys, we have to, like, move things around to get them, right? It's never like we can just pay and get the dude we need. So it's got to be like...
Why don't the Mets ever just look at the bigger picture? You're definitely going to get rid of the corpse that is Jed Lowry. He's going to be... I mean, if the Mets are smart, they could even, like, Jacoby Ellsbury him. He'll be out there playing catch in the field with Doug Greg Burton, Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, it just seems that we always have to jump through hoops in order to get there.
I mean, they're going to have to trade. Dom Smith's going to be traded for something eventually.
Right, he's got no place to go.
Yeah, I like what I'm hearing about Familia losing 40 pounds.
Well, Familia is another one where it's just like, what the hell happened to this guy? You know, same thing with Diaz. It's like, what happened to these guys? Because if they're on, like, if they're playing at their peak,
a lot of people are saying that baseball last year, and of course, Major League Baseball, they said baseball. There's nothing wrong with the baseball. It's the same baseball that we use all the time.
Right. I mean, but other pitchers are throwing that same baseball and other people having success. So
no, they're not. No, they're not. There are a lot of pitchers that complain about the baseball. A lot of blisters.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking from a success rate, but I totally get what you're saying. Like, listen, the balls are juiced up.
What it essentially was that the seams were too high last year.
Right.
And yeah, that it, like, made it harder to throw a slider.
Someone was complaining about that. Was that Familia? Who was that? Someone said that, like, I can't grip the ball the same way. Can't remember which pitcher it was.
It was Syndergaard.
Yeah. Explicitly said that was a major issue. It's, I mean, you know, these guys, all they do is throw baseball.
And baseball's going to quietly go back to the baseball. In fact, they've already gone back to the baseballs.
Right. In the postseason, right? Didn't they change back to them?
Yeah, and then they said, oh, we did these are the same baseballs. It's the same batch. Come on. Who are you kidding? And we know they're lying. It's just like the fucking steroid, right. The steroid era. Major League Baseball wanted to jack up the homers, except they jacked them up too much. So you're going to see it dialed back a little bit. You're going to see it go back to normal.
Well, that might actually help the Mets. If our strength is supposed to be pitching, hopefully it helps us.
I'm very not unsatisfied with the Mets' offseason moves. Walker isn't an awful move, but I want more.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch upon that. So what's your feeling about Walker? You just think kickstart a guy, high potential injury.
He's injury prone, had a lot of injuries. I don't want to go into the season with him being the fifth starter. Otherwise, we're going to be having Corey Oswalt out there.
Right. No, I hear you. I mean,
I actually would like them to get Porcello.
It's a very Mets deal, this Walker thing. Very Mets. It's just
very Mets.
I just can't. I just want to fast forward to the
Wilpons.
It has the Wilpons and the Brody stinker and all over it.
Did you hear some of the stories that have been going on about why this deal is actually starting to happen?
I heard it's like something inside with Brody. Like it has something to do with him.
Nothing. I haven't heard anything to do with the connection with Brody. Essentially, the Wilpons are broke.
Yeah. Yes. Correct.
And to even keep the team, they had to bring in like the father-in-law or the brother-in-law or something like that. Saul Katz.
Yeah, and Katz had the riff with Wilpon, with Jeff.
Once you know who that is, Jeff Wilpon is a disease.
Yeah, did you actually hear what LaDuca said about him? Did you catch that?
With who?
Barstool. Barstool, they interviewed LaDuca.
Yeah, I heard something about
LaDuca. And LaDuca was just like destroying him. He was pretty much like... Yeah, he was like Fred. You know, I think he said like Fred did us right, but when it came to Jeff, I got nothing to say. Like he had nothing good to say about him.
And you notice no one ever had any problems with the Wilpons until Jeffy came along.
Self entitled, apparently, never a good thing.
And it was Jeffy the one that went up to that basically told Pedro Martinez, "No, you're pitching with the at the end of 2005." It was Jeffy that caused the Mets minor league issues for a decade. Yes, Jeffy had issues with the ownership of the Norfolk Tides that caused that rift. Where the Mets ended up having their minor leagues in New Orleans and Vegas.
you got to think that if the Wilpons weren't in control all these years, then maybe we would have gotten like one World Series. You have to think we would have gone that extra mile to secure what we needed to beat teams like the Royals and
all the complaints have never been about Fred. Fred's frugal, sure. But Jeffy seems to always be the problem.
Seems like it's more about him. Like, he doesn't even care if, like, the Mets win. It's like they if they win, it almost has to be because of him in some regard.
Because Fred Wilpon was never a problem. No one ever talked about the Wilpons until the last 10 years. That started when Wilpon forced out Doubleday, and that was all to get Jeff in the picture.
Man, well, hopefully we're done with them.
Jeff is the problem. If my biggest fear has always been Fred Wilpon dies and Jeff Wilpon is in sole charge of this franchise. I'm talking he might make Daniel Snyder look like fucking George Steinbrenner.
Well, I mean, it looks like because of that, though, because of everyone being fearful of Jeff getting control, that this is kind of happening. Because it seems like what you were talking about before, like the wedge between Katz and the Wilpons, almost prompted them to search for
new owners. And this 5-year window to keep the Wilpons in charge, in name only, is to placate Jeffy.
Yeah, because they want to see if they can get their names on that trophy.
Jeff Wilpon's the problem. I'm more convinced of that than ever.
Yeah, well, like we said, hopefully he's only an owner in name, or sitting on the board in name in a few years, and then we can just not have to worry about this fucking guy.
I mean, George Bush's grandfather. George Bush's uncle was on the board for the Mets for their first 12 years.
Right. What do you, going back to the whole Cole thing, I know we kind of went Mets there, but do you think this makes the Yankees the favorite in the division?
I think it makes them the favorite to win the World Series.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think that the whole Astros thing had anything to do with Cole's success?
The sign stealing was only for batters. It didn't help pitchers out.
That's true. Yeah.
There's no batter singles. It's either bunt or swing. That's the only singles that batters get. It's controlled by the pitcher.
Right. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think someone said like he makes like $1 million per, I don't even know what the stat was, but like based off those numbers, it's just like astronomical how much money this guy's going to be making. I mean, he cannot be a bust. Like he needs to be lights out for like years. Like,
yeah, the only thing the Yankees were lacking was a starting pitcher. It was an ace starting pitcher. They didn't have the ace. They didn't have the inning eater.
It's true. I guess the only thing that could really you would think could stop them it would be injuries.
Just look at the Yankee Astros series last year. The only reason they lost that series is they didn't have that pitcher.
No, it's true. It's true, man. I mean, I hate saying it, but I think you're right here. It's like the one thing that we would point to, even on this podcast, it's like, why can't the Yankees go deep?
They won 103 games last year with basically middling starting pitching.
Crazy. It really is crazy.
Who knows where Dellin Betances is going? If the Mets took a chance on Walker, they should certainly take a chance on Betances.
Well, the Mets were, we were in on Betances, so we'll see. But
I'm just tired. I'm tired of these Met like I mean, really, it's like every other the Phillies are shopping at the Lord and Bryant, the Braves are at Saks Fifth Avenue, the Yankees are shopping in London at the most expensive on Rodale Drive, and the Mets are at the Dollar Tree.
I think what we've been saying, we just got to throw out this off season. And then just be patient. I know we don't want to be patient anymore, but it's
patient. I'm tired of 80 lost seasons.
I know. I'm tired of like the upside being like 87 wins, and then but then you just miss the playoffs, or you know you're fighting for the wild card.
I'm tired of half-ass baseball.
Right. Speaking of, you know, team somewhat disappointing, I want to segue real here. So I wanted to get your take on, so the Pats just lost, right? Another division rival for you, your Dolphins. Just to go a little NFL for a bit, what's your opinion on this whole Pats thing? It's kind of blown up recently. I don't know if you saw the interview with Sharp, just kind of going off on them with the whole Belichick thing. What do you think about this? Do you think there's any, like, weight to what people are saying? Do you really think that they're cheating, trying to beat the Bengals?
Well, yeah, the only reason you would actually film the Bengals is if you want a good laugh.
That's what I thought. Like, I'm like, there's no way they're fucking cheating with these guys.
Not with the Bengals. Come on. No. There's nothing they can garner from the Bengals, otherwise to laugh at how inept they are.
Right, and like I get like the defense, like how, you know, understanding like what maybe filming them could help there, but like on the offensive side of the ball,
if you could catch them on with every other team, then you've got a scandal,
right?
The Bengals, come on, not the Bengals. The Patriots don't even need to practice this week, and they could beat the Bengals. I don't know to tell you what's going on with Tom Brady. It could be the lack of unfamiliar receivers, but you know he's 40 years old. He's 42 actually, but it looks like he might be finally starting to hit that father time might be finally getting his claws in him. I mean, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. The Patriots defense could win them the Super Bowl, as good as they've been this year. But I think it's now to the point now where if you score 24 points, you're going to beat the Patriots. If you could put 24 points on them, you're going to win.
Who do you think does it? What team?
Well, right now they'd have to go into Baltimore.
That's scary, man. That's scary. If you're a Pats fan, you can't be looking forward to that.
I mean, right now the Ravens have the number one seed. Ravens are going to win this week. I mean, they have the Ravens. You talking about the Patriots having an easy game this week? Look who the Ravens are playing.
The NFL is going to be interesting. This might be the first year where things aren't just an absolute layup.
I know the Ravens have lost already to the Browns. So I can't see them losing to the Browns again. I don't know. Who do they play in their final two games? I know they have another game against the Steelers, and I think it's either the Browns or the Bengals in the last 2 weeks.
I'm not sure, but I know Lamar Jackson's a little banged up with that thigh, so you know,
yeah,
that could play into it.
Yeah, but he's going to get 10 days off now.
That's true.
They play tomorrow. They play the Jets. You know, the Jets did no Jamal and Matt Adams, no Quentin Williams. They're gonna kill the Jets. And let me tell you something about the Jets. They are a sorry ass team. There is no way to describe them. I've been to, and I'm gonna go to this week's Giants Dolphin game as well. The last 2 weeks I've been to the Meadowlands twice. I've seen the Giants take on the Packers, and I've seen the Jets take on the Dolphins. The stadium sound system for Jet games is to the point of where it's almost pain-inducing. They pump the audio system at the stadium so loud to make it appear that the crowd is loud. And it's not. Nobody is cheering.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, Frank.
And they do this like is the New York Jet first down? It's third down and inches. And, I mean, the Dolphins get six third down conversions in a row. The only thing the Dolphins couldn't do is put a punch in the end zone, and it's third down and one.
You think Dolphins?
That's nothing that you want to be boasting about.
You think the Dolphins are going to win this week?
Yes, I do.
Wow. I mean, I hope.
I think the Giants have a chance if Eli starts, but it looks like they're going back to Daniel Jones because they just want to put the finger in their fans' eye.
Listen, I hope
they don't give a fuck about the fans. They don't want to let Eli have his swan song. They're just going to let everyone go out there and watch Daniel Jones, the human Pez dispense the football to the Dolphins a couple of times.
I'm praying that the Giants lose because I'm scared, man. I do not want to lose out on Chase Young. That Eagles game, I went to bed. I was like, I'm not watching this team win this game and then lose out on Chase Young.
They didn't show up in the second half. They went back to Pat Shurmur football. If they win the last three games and you hear this, hey, look how good Pat Shurmur finished. Hey, Toots, I knew I hired the right coach.
No, Gettleman, I don't want to hear any of that shit. I want to lose out. I want it to be embarrassing because the Giants need a complete overhaul. They need to run people out of town there.
I honestly think no matter how bad the teams are playing the rest of the way, I think the Redskins are playing better football lately. The Dolphins will give you a competitive. And hell, the Dolphins should have won on Sunday. They should have beat the Jets. They got a questionable overturn on that stupid pass interference play. Listen, they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. They had 7 field goals. They outplayed the Jets. Yeah, but it's I'm to the point where I'd rather have a draft pick, so I'm actually kind of go, oh, well, we lost. And the Jets are fucking carrying Sam fucking Thicken off the field like they won Super Bowl 34 for Christ's sake. Does that not tell you what a fucking loser organization the Jets are?
I feel like those teams, though, the Giants, just they're not playing with any fire. It just seems like they don't want to be there. They came out that first half, and you were like, holy shit, this team came out to play. And then it's just same old shit, second half. You know, they're dead. They don't make any adjustments whatsoever. They get fucking run over. They don't. And then that last play of the game, like, the one guy you have to cover is Zach Ertz. Everyone else on the field, I don't even know who their names were, a bunch of bums with Wentz. And then, boom, Zach Ertz, all he did was run forward. He's wide open in the end zone to finish the game. Typical.
Like I said, the Giants are better off losing at this point.
I mean, it's the only option. I mean, if they win a game, I'm going to be furious. I was arguing with people on Twitter. I'm like, you guys got to be.
Well, the next two, all three games are winnable if the Giants actually gave a damn.
Dude, they are when I mean, they're all division outside of the Dolphins. It's just division games. My hope is that the Eagles have something to play for that last game.
Well, I think the Eagles are gonna have something to play for no matter what, unless they lose to the Cowboys in Week 16. And right now, the Cowboys the Cowboys look like they've completely fallen apart. The Cowboys look like it's the point now where they want Jason Garrett to get fired,
which is even more frustrating because, like, the Giants have been shit for so long. If they would just be competent,
do you realize the scenario that could play out in the NFC East? The Cowboys are playing the Rams this week. The Rams need to win out to make the playoffs. I mean, to get that, the Rams can't get to the division this year. They had to get that wild card, and it's going to take at least 10 wins. You're going to see a 10-6 team probably not make the playoffs in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean,
meanwhile, the NFC East 9-7 could win the division. Will win the division.
Easily.
9-7 would win the division. Think about this: if the Eagles lose to the Redskins this week, and the Cowboys lose to the Rams, two things that are very possible. You'll have those two teams playing essentially for the division title in Week 16 at 6-8.
Disgusting.
Think about this. The Eagles win that game. They go to 7-8. The Cowboys go to 6-9. The Giants beat the Eagles in the last week of the season. The Redskins, the Cowboys beat the Redskins in the last week of the season. It is possible the Cowboys could win that division with a record of 7-9.
Just throw out the whole
NLE. That is how bad that division is. The Giants, so that makes what the Giants done this year even worse. Is how bad, abysmal the NFC East is.
They've done probably, it's the worst job done by an organization that is given, like, could you, like, just think about the frustration that you have to go through every year with the Patriots every year. And then you have the little old Giants across town taking advantage of absolutely just, like, on a silver platter. Basically, the division's there for the taking. You go 8-8, you could probably win the damn division. And they can't even do that. I mean, they just come out and play sorry-ass ball every single week. Very frustrating. Head's got to roll.
There is no excuse to keep Pat Shurmur. And if Pat Shurmur stays on as coach, then Gettleman's literally putting his job on the line for 2020. Well,
I think the move is, I guess Ron, the whole Ron Rivera thing could very well happen. I could easily see it happen with Gettleman in-house. Then there's definitely no excuses if you bring in someone that you already worked with in the past. But Shurmur can't stay. He's got to go. He's universally hated. It started with Francesa, who I'm sure will take full credit for firing him based on the fact that he canceled the show. And simultaneously giving his death wish with the Giants. But Shermer's got to go. He's enemy number one. And the guy just doesn't know how to freaking coach. He doesn't know how to win. He has not put together one good game plan. The Giants have no identity whatsoever.
No, none. I fully expect the Dolphins to actually win this week. You know, I think the only way the Giants win that game is if Eli plays.
Is Parker sitting out?
We'll see. We'll see. He got dinged up by the Jets, and that's why they couldn't get in the end zone.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, he was the go-to guy. So,
Dolphins should have won Sunday. I mean, you know, the Jets acting like they won the fucking Super Bowl, carrying off Sam fucking Ficken. And I watch those uniforms. Those uniforms even look worse in person.
Well, you know, I mean, you should be happy though. I mean, you don't want.
No, I'm not. I'm not upset that the Dolphins lost.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're in that. You don't fuck that up. You want.
Yeah,
you
want to have your pick. They've already won too many games, as far as I'm concerned. But the Jets carrying off Sam fucking Ficken, it just tells you what a fucking loser. And let me tell you something else, Jet fans, Sam Darnold's career, consider it fucking ruined. Have you been watching what the Tennessee Titans are doing with Ryan Trashy Hill?
I mean, it's kind of like what Tannehill's been doing with them. Dude, every week, he is just like playing absolute lights out. I mean, he's making.
He did not do this with the Dolphins, with the so-called quarterback fucking guru. Adam Gase is a fucking disgrace.
Tannehill looks really good, man. He's playing with a ton of confidence.
He couldn't do this with quarterback guru. The quarterback goddamn guru. Motherfucking quarterback guru. Crazy eye Adam fucking Gase. And then you carry off Sam fucking Ficken because you fucking beat the Dolphins. You fucking loser.
Do you think Tannehill, I don't know if he would be up for this, but do you think he could be comeback player of the year or something like that?
Yeah, he certainly can. He certainly can be comeback player of the year.
I mean, that would be crazy if friggin' Mariota goes down, Tannehill comes in, and he's played like MVP caliber.
MVP caliber, yep. And they have a big game this weekend with the Texans. And meanwhile, Adam Gase ended up with another fucking job because he's a quarterback fucking whisperer. What's he whisper? You suck. You suck. I mean, he's alienated everyone. Look what he did. Quincy Enormo. What he did with Quincy Enormo is sickening. Sickening. The guy has a neck injury. He probably will never play again. He went to a Veterans Day luncheon with his veteran wife. And he fined a guy? You fucking asshole.
It's a shame, man.
And that other guy. Who was the other guy? The guy with the arm. The guy who had the shoulder operation. I forgot the guy's name.
On the Jets?
Yeah.
What side of the ball did he play on?
He might be offensive lineman. He went to get a second opinion on his torn labrum.
Man, I can't remember who this is.
And basically, the Jets wouldn't approve his surgery or wouldn't approve his procedure. But the second doctor says, if you don't have the surgery, you're risking your career. And the Jets doctor says, no, you're fine, play. Let me see the Jets torn labrum.
Listen, it just goes to show that sometimes. Who was it?
Let me see. Kelchi Ozamle. Kelechi Osalemai.
It just goes to show that it's like, it really is these franchises, man. It's just total incompetence, head to toe.
And they released him, won't pay for his surgery because the surgery wasn't approved by the Jets, even though he went to three separate doctors who said he needed surgery.
Just.
And they're retorting his salary. They cut him for having unapproved surgery.
Of course.
And they find him so much money, he's getting a please remit with his salary letters.
Oh my God. Jets gonna jet, man. Jets gonna jet. That is a New Jersey Transit level of incompetence.
Le'Veon Bell is sick, but he goes bowling. Steve Reich.
He's not gonna be on the Jets next year.
You just Jamal Adams, and look, this is following the same pattern. This is what happened with the Dolphins. This is how Jarvis Landry ended up on the Browns. This is how Jay Ajayi, after having a big season, is all of a sudden traded one night to the Eagles.
It's not a coincidence.
This is what he did in Miami. He alienated all the star players, and what you had left is a fucking roster that was the worst roster in the NFL, and this roster that seems to be playing hard every week for Brian Flores, by the way. I think that's how he pronounced it, whatever. It's one of those names it's impossible to pronounce.
Well, maybe we could use this as a segue. Maybe we can have I want to get into this. So we're approaching the holiday season, Frank, rapidly. I wanted to know whether it's sports related or not sports related. Do you got a Christmas list? Is there anything on it that you'd want?
Yeah, I want my team to stop fucking sucking.
All of them or just one in particular?
All of them. I mean, the Nets blew a 20-point lead at a fucking Hornets tonight.
I totally forgot about the Nets. I totally forgot you were a Nets fan.
I mean, the Nets have played well most nights. I mean, they are what they are without Kevin Durant. It was like they're like a 6th or 7th seed at the best. Maybe they'll win a playoff round. Maybe. I mean, the Devils have been a fucking disaster. A fucking. I love this year's slogan. The slogan this year: we are the ones. We are the ones. That's their slogan this year. We are the ones. Let me see if it's on this box here. We are the ones. That's the slogan they came out with this year. We are the ones. We are the ones. And it's like they have before the game. We are the ones who excite. We are the ones who will bring you to the feet. We are the ones who form the brotherhood. We are the ones who wear the red and the black with pride. We are the ones who represent New Jersey. And they do this entry while playing Metallica's One in the background. How about this? We are the ones who fucking suck. We are the ones who can't hold a lead. We are the ones who turn the puck over every play. We are the ones who can't complete a pass. We are the ones who give up more goals on power when we have the power play than we actually score. Yes, that is right. It's gotten to the point now where the Devils should decline the power play.
I don't mean to interrupt, Frank, this epic, beautiful rant, but did you see the breaking news?
No.
Scott Boras struck again.
What happened?
Rendon. 7 years, $240 million. Do you want to guess who?
Anaheim?
He's with the Los Angeles Angels. Yes.
I actually refer to him more as Anaheim.
Yeah, me too. It just doesn't roll off the tongue. But yeah, Rendon signed there. So
they want to be the Los Angeles Angels. It's understandable. It's like the Meadowlands for football. But to me, it's Anaheim.
So real quick. So Scott Boras nailed these down Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He has Steven Strasburg, $245 million. Cole, $324 million. Rendon, $245 million.
You know what that means? We'll only see that motherfucker three times every 3 years. We'll see him next year. Do you see the Mets who actually play the American League West next year? But we won't see that motherfucker 19 times a year. We won't see that motherfucker. I mean, he destroyed the Mets. He ate the Mets alive.
We could consider, you know what? This is actually big news for us. This is good. Because he's a killer. He fucking kills us. You're right.
The Mets actually might even be able to catch the Nationals now.
I mean, the Mets had Strasburg.
To me, I think the Mets were better than the Nationals last year. It's just the Mets were so bad in the first half, they couldn't catch the Nationals. And the Nationals just went on a fluky postseason streak to win the World Series. I mean, they have Strasburg still. They lost their MVP. And you think World Series hangover? They're going to have World Series hangover. I bet you don't even finish 500 next year. There's a team we could actually catch. So that's actually good news for a change for the Mets that he's in the fucking American League West. Goodbye. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye. I mean, if the Mets can't sign him, good. You know, it wouldn't have bothered me so much if Wheeler signed with the fucking White Sox. I mean, it's getting these division rivals. Get them out the fucking division. That's all I care about.
Well, at least that's one thing we can knock off the Christmas list. Then we don't have to deal with Rendon anymore.
Yes, that's actually good news for the Mets. I mean, the Mets aren't even looking at him. They're not even window shopping. The Mets are like when you're on Christmas Day, everyone's unwrap their Christmas gifts. You get all the great Christmas gifts, the so-called gifts from Santa, and the Mets are the ones that give you the grandma gifts, the socks.
Well, I mean, socks are useful though, especially when you get older. Speaking of gifts,
but if you're a kid, you don't want socks.
No, that's true. Well,
I mean, the only thing I'm really getting for Christmas this year is fucking pants, and I'm not upset about that. Actually, I like pants.
Yeah,
I need new pants for work. I might even buy myself a new pair of jeans.
Oh, getting fancy there. Maybe we get a new pair of slacks. Maybe if they come with a big brain too, you can show up there in a nice fresh suit.
You know what I don't get, and I have to wear one every day to work, and I do it, and I do make sure I get colorful ties. Who the fuck came up with the concept of wearing ties? I want to know. Do you hang a worthless piece of cloth on your fucking neck? What the fuck is that supposed to be? Ooh, look at me. Wearing a tie. I've never understood that.
I'm sure Google can tell us. But maybe, I don't know. Someone's just a fashionista.
And believe it or not, I have an assortment of Christmas ties. I have a tie that actually matches my tablecloth with all the turkey knots.
That I'm actually not shocked about, Frank.
I have Met ties. I have Dolphin ties. I have Devil ties.
But
I have a tie of the Three Stooges.
That's actually pretty cool. Where'd you get that one? Was it a gift or did you find it yourself?
When my father stopped teaching, he gave me all his ties.
It's cool. My brother kind of did that too. Whenever he would finish school, I was like 3 years behind him. He would just give me all this stuff.
Yeah, he was a teacher. My father was a teacher for 25 odd years. He retired. So, of course, he didn't need the ties anymore. So I took all those ties.
Right. I wanted to close out. We got a few Ask the Tank here. So it's the season of giving. So we want to give the listeners a chance to hear themselves on air. So we got let's see. Hey Frank, Ask the Tank from Gorney 540. When is the Ruts Hut review happening?
I was going to do it when Abe was here. But the day we were going to do it, it was so nasty out. It was the day we actually went to the Giant Packery game. We decided just not to not do it, and I would like to do a Ruts Hut review. In fact, I have an idea to do a Ruts Hut review. If I could get somebody's help, I would need two people. And I would want two people, one in a Santa suit, if I could do it in the next 10 days.
Throw it out on Twitter. I'm sure you'll get somebody in the area to help you out.
The cameraman and the guy in the Santa suit, and I would basically do it as special guest Santa doing a hot dog review at Ruts Hut, the only place where Santa would stop from the North Pole.
Well,
you know, if we throw it out here, I bet I'd get a few people too.
You should tweet it. I mean, people want it. There are people out there you want to help. You just got to.
Yeah, I'll tweet it after the episode is released.
Yeah. Another one we got here. C_Breezy9 wants to know, would you give up soda for 1 year if it meant the Mets would win the World Series next season?
It won't happen.
No, but would you? Do you think that you think you could do it? Like, you know, the genie in the bottle comes to you, says, Frank the Tank, you give up soda 1 year at your Mets. And Jeff Wilpon will win the World Series.
That's a tough one. I just don't know what to drink.
I love how that's the biggest concern. That's funny. Yeah, man. I mean, you love what you love. It's tough. You know,
I wouldn't know what to drink. I wouldn't know what to drink without soda. And don't tell me fucking water. Water sucks.
I know. You know what? That's actually a good idea for a T-shirt. Water sucks, and then
We need to get in touch with these T-shirt people next year and start getting them selling.
I think we also need a graphic designer. So if anyone's listening and you do graphic design, hit us up at Frank the Tank Pod on Twitter, and we'll talk via direct message. And if you want to do if someone wants to do some graphic design for us, by all means, we'll take you.
I mean, to tell you how much water sucks here is our mayor is trying. We get the same quality water that NORC has, except we're Bevel, so no one gives a fuck about us. So we're not. We're still getting the great lead taste.
Ugh. That little. It's like accent seasoning to lead. So you just got a little dash of lead. And then the last one. This one, people are not going to stop. It is coming very close. So. People want to know, was there any traction with the polar bear plunge? Have you been in any talks?
I'm trying to talk to Clem about trying to get someone from Barstool to help me. I would love to do it on New Year's Day at Coney Island. If it doesn't work out that day, then I'll have to find another day on another weekend. They do numerous of them, like the Jersey Shore.
Yep.
They do some on Long Island. But the biggest one, the best one, is Coney Island New Year's Day, and I need someone to help me. I need two people. I need someone to be a cameraman and someone to hold my wallet and pants when I go into the water.
Well, you're a man of your word, so we know it's going to happen. I think the people can.
I just need commitment from two people to assist me, and I'll definitely do it on New Year's Day. Did you freeze? Did you freeze? What happened? Why am I hearing anything? I think you froze. Well, We had some technical difficulties this episode, but this is another fine quality episode of Allow Me to Be Frank. Thanks once again to Nick for joining us. Hopefully, Pat should be back from vacation next week. He should be back from the Bahamas or the Bermuda Triangle or wherever he is. Hopefully he doesn't get sucked into some sort of vortex into another world. And we'll be back next week, fully strength, fully staffed.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War!